Wayne O'Brien, am I right in saying it was your lovely mammy who nominated you and everyone here at Williamstown Golf Club for Tato Thursday?
It was indeed. It was Mary O'Brien who decided she couldn't make it this morning and left us to carry the can.
But you're going to bring her home some?
I don't know. If she doesn't come here, it could be gone by the time we get home. She'd have to come up and get it.
I have to describe what just happened. We got poor Frank, who works here for his sins, he's going to say after today. He was lying on the table, suggestively, one leg up, one arm up, draped in blaz and Tato. Is he ever going to come back here?
I think Frank might be at the living out a dream there now. I'd say next year could be a Williamstown Golf Course calendar with Frank on the front page, centrefold.
We'll do it for the Christmas appeal. We'll raise all the money. Wayne, tell me a little bit about what you do here.
Well, it's a mix. We look after the course. So it's an 18-hole course. It's run by Waterford City Council, City and County Council. And we look after the grounds. Some of us are outside. Some of the lads here look after the office, you know, dealing with reception, dealing with people. And the rest of us then are outside taking care of the course. Although not in this weather at the moment.
And the course is beautiful because you see the signs when you're going by on the ring road, but you don't see the full extent of the course until you come in and go around the back and it just opens up. It's beautiful.
It is, yeah. People don't realise it's a full 18-hole course. There's 120 acres. You know, we opened in 97, so the trees and everything are starting to mature a bit more now. And, you know, the next few years it should be nice if the trees get bigger and it matures a bit more.
Is it busy season? Is there such a thing as busy or quiet season?
Oh, it's definitely quiet season now. As you can see with the floods on the roads and everywhere else, we're the same. Places flooded, so we're looking forward to the kind of good weather coming back to spring, the summer. A few golfers back here again, and I'm sure they'll be happy to get back here as well.
Would you head out now and tackle a few holes yourselves?
There's not many of us play much golf. I think by the end of the day, we're usually happy enough to get out of here.
And who maintains the greens? Who takes care of everything? Do you divvy it up or who has different roles?
No, it's kind of a case of we don't have a huge crew, so it's a kind of case of everybody needs to kind of do a bit of everything. So it's kind of shared out. Trevor is normally our greensmore. He starts earlier than everyone else to get out ahead of golfers, but everyone else then just takes it as they can.
I'd say ye have some crack, and I say this, I've been here a hot minute, and the fun and the banter in that room inside, I'd say there's never a dull moment.
We like to have a bit of fun. But look, if you can't come to work and have a bit of fun, what can you do, like?
Well, Wayne, thanks to your mommy, plus Tato Thursday and Walsh's Bakehouse, you have a nice set of 11s is going for you today.
Yeah, I think the rest of the day could be interesting.
Thanks, Wayne.
Thank you.